mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAWater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one on this opening day, November 15th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers, with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Crazy busy in Lansing. They are gone until December 3rd. Why? It's deer season. Of course. Unbelievable. One thing you have to understand, that the process continues up through yesterday. They were in session. Ruth Johnson, senator, made quote of the day after a witness in the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee threw the N-word into his testimony on a bill that would ban guns from the Capitol. The word that you used was inappropriate, and it will not get you anywhere in this legislature, she warned the witness. Why? Why would that word need to be used? Folks, that's a word that needs to die and go away. And it's really funny because a lot of black comedians use that word all the time. Chris Rock, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Well, during testimony in a Senate committee, a gun rights advocate dropped the N-word while giving an intense argument against the bills to codify the state's capital's rule into a gun ban law. The man, identified as Avi Roshlin, from, I've never even heard of this group, Groypers, G-R-O-Y-P-E-R-S, for America, which organizations like the Anti-Defamation League and the Institute of Strategic Dialogue have called a loose network of being alt-right individuals that have white supremacist themes. While discussing Senate bills 857 and 858, Roshlin tried to make the case that the legislation was racist and that only white residents would be impacted by the changes, allegedly because they would be the ones primarily entering the Capitol with firearms. While speaking loudly into the microphone, he claimed the bills were coming up because of President-elect Donald Trump's recent win. Because the lawmakers, the state legislators, don't like white people. when he started saying the N-word, attempting to argue where the state gun violence was actually coming from. Senator Stephanie Chang, Democrat from Detroit, who was acting as the chair yesterday of the Senate Civil Rights, Judiciary, and Public Safety Committee, immediately gaveled him down. He actually challenged her to have armed men with guns remove him. Earlier on social media, he posted that only the sergeant of arms in the room is a woman, laugh out loud, uploading a photo of the chamber's female sergeant on his X thread, documenting the event prior to his testimony. Chang gave the floor to Senator Jim Runstad. Jim, we've had on the show. Jim's a good friend. He's also the committee's minority vice chair, who expressed displeasure at the word choice and called Raishlin's arguments ridiculous. Also following up, Senator Ruth Johnson telling the testifier, the word that you use was inappropriate, and it will not get you anywhere in this legislature. Chang refused to engage the speaker any further and called for a vote to move the floors to the Senate bill. The bills passed along party line vote in the committee 3-2. Raishlin, who said he was a Detroit resident, was formerly the Southeast Regional Director of Michigan Open Carry, an organization vocally opposed to pistol-free zones. His behavior today tracks with activity documented while he was studying at Pennsylvania State University 2 years ago. More than 1,400 signatures were collected through an online petition form trying to expel Raishlin from Penn State, which has nearly 100,000 students across multiple campuses. The reason? Being violent, a misogynist, homophobic, and a white supremacist, according to the petition form. The form also included Raishlin's statements publicly where he wished to shoot up a school and called people the N-word. According to the Central Daily Times, back in June of 2022, Raishlin was monitored by the Penn State's police department after an altercation with a faculty member during a vaccine-focused rally. Well, what bills was he talking about? Again, the Senate bills 857, 858. These bills are going to totally restrict CPL holders, concealed pistol licenses, something that people actually pay for to be able to have after they go through extensive training and fingerprinting at the local sheriff's office. What the bills would do, basically, is put into law, enshrine into state statute, the Michigan State Capitol Commission's firearm ban, would extend the regulations to the House and the Senate's nearby business offices. Not just the Capitol, but also the Anderson Building for the House, in the Binsfield Senate building. The commission's ban was put in place last year and allows currently serving legislators to carry if they have CPLs. The Michigan Coalition for Responsible Gun Owners described Raishlin's behavior as abhorrent and disgusting. And we, quote, emphatically condemn the racist remarks made today and thoroughly reject its bigotry, end quote. Before Rashlin's remarks, the meeting had some points of tension. Senator Runstead asked Senator Sarah Anthony, Democrat of Lansing, who testified in support of the legislation, if she informed the Capitol security personnel that firearms were directly pointed at her during the spring 2020, when several pandemic mandate protesters entered the building with openly displayed guns. Runstead wanted Anthony to hurry up with her responses as she described the demonstration and the aftermath, claiming she was going to filibuster the whole dang committee meeting and that she might bring up what she ate for breakfast before directly answering him. Anthony, who is also the Senate Appropriations Chair, claims to be a gun owner herself. Although she was not carrying yesterday in testimony, she said it's a mixed bag when she determines when to be armed at the Capitol. We can't share all the details, but often after a contentious vote, we get increased death threats. Or just when I'm going into certain environments, Anthony said, do I decide to carry or not carry? It has to be a case-by-case basis. But again, I like to comply with the existing law and the existing procedures. And if that right was taken away for this building, I would no longer carry. She said the debate that the Capitol often sees features people letting their emotions get the best of them. And she thinks that having firearms readily available is just asking for trouble. Anthony left 10 minutes before Rashlin got up to give his testimony. One of the bill sponsors, Dana Polhanke, Democrat from Livonia, posted a video on social media shortly after describing the event as truly disgusting and something she thought she'd never see. On her post, she wrote, "This just happened in the Michigan Capitol. Never thought I'd see the day when someone actually uses the N-word during testimony." The word has got to go away, people. Stop using it. It's that simple. Again, the biggest offenders that I see are black people themselves. Black comedians especially. I mean, the list goes on and on and on since the beginning of time. Red Fox. Pryor. I mean, Chris Rock, the list goes on and on. Richard Pryor was famous for that word. It's got to stop. A word that needs to die. Final segment, hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
DairySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey everybody, welcome back. Final segment of hour number one. Got a text message. You know, Randy, it's not the word. It's just what the left uses to be offended. If it's not the N-word, it'd be another. You can't fix crazy. See, I disagree for one reason. It's a word that existed and was branded to a group of people from a very bad part of our history. Led to the Civil War. More Americans died in the Civil War than any other war, including World War I and World War II. Brothers fighting against brothers. During a period of time in our history that almost destroyed our republic. It's a word that doesn't apply anymore to today's society. I've had this conversation with black people. And I said, why do you guys, some of the members of your ethnicity, choose to use that word? Why is it funny when a black man uses the N-word, but it's offensive when a white person uses it? It's got to stop. Everybody's got to stop using it. When these comedians use it, they need to be booed, not laughed at, especially by black people. It's not a funny word. It's offensive. And again, it goes back to our history at a time when black people were not being treated properly in this country. A war broke out. States seceded from the Union over this issue and went to war. 650,000 Americans died. Over a million with limbs blown off. It's not funny. It's offensive. It's stupid. And it's part of our history that needs to die and go away. One thing you have to understand, when you try to divide people, and we're seeing it right now, we're seeing it right now happening. The left calling Donald Trump a Nazi, another word that needs to die and go away, especially in political ads, trying to tie a political candidate to being a Nazi? Are you kidding me? Maybe, just maybe, when we hit the 100-year anniversary of World War II, Pearl Harbor, 1941 through 1945, maybe, just maybe, about 20 years from now, that word will also die and go away. We're Americans. Those of us who are U.S. citizens that are living here legally, we need to unite. Donald Trump is trying to do that. The people who have divided us, he's going after them. Matt Gaetz being appointed to be his attorney general, going after these bureaucratic agencies, Elon Musk, Vivek Ramaswamy, joining forces to get rid of the excessive government we have in Washington. Department of Government Efficiency. The swamp is scared to death, and they should be. Because Donald Trump is going to bring us all together. We are going to work together. We are going to grow the economy. We are going to grow our jobs. We're going to reduce inflation. We're going to reduce the national debt. We are going to be having companies move back to the United States, paying taxes into our U.S. Treasury to pay down the national debt. Things are changing, people. And for this guy to go and testify against these gun bills, well, you know what he basically did? He triggered the chairman to gavel down and call for a vote. Using that N-word triggered her to call for a vote. No more testimony was allowed. That's it. We're done. Bam. The Democrats, three of them, voted out of committee. Ruth Johnson and Jim Runstedt voted no. Now they're going to the floor. CPL holders in the state of Michigan will be now restricted from carrying their firearms after paying the fee, going through the training, fingerprinting, background check, and getting a CPL and paying, I believe it's $115, $150 bucks, whatever it is, a year. Well, guess what? Your ability to carry just was greatly reduced because of one idiot testifying in front of a committee. Stop using the word. When you hear other people use it, get into their kitchen. There's no use for that word anymore. It needs to die and go away. History lesson with Pastor Chatfield in the next hour. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, Patriots, this is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.